This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the
right.
American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
That's my favorite line. No, I took lessons to be this stupid. Are you serious? So I'm seeing your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Come on, come on. Come with me. You know what? You got that down. You can do that with me. It ain't that hard to do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're on the air with me, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. It's always nice, too, right? There's just so much going on out there. You know, after I did the, I didn't read them all. I should have read them all. So after we did the piece a couple hours yesterday, on Katie Hill, we were getting hammered on Twitter. And they were, none of them were, you know, Joe's lying, Joe said, no, everything was, Joe was spreading, what do you call it, porn, right? Revenge porn. Problem was, not one of them proved that I was doing it. Number two, I never gave anybody any naked pictures. Number three, it wasn't revenge porn. Just whatever. But I love watching them eat themselves up. It's always a lot of fun. And by the way, somebody said something about Nancy Pelosi. You keep saying that Nancy Pelosi said that there was a lie there was a problem, and she never said that. Well, let me tell you exactly what Nancy Pelosi said. This is according to CNN, not Fox. She said on a statement on Sunday, she said that Hill has acknowledged errors in her judgment that made her continued service as a member untenable. So think about this, right? And then she went on to say that we must ensure a climate of integrity and dignity in Congress and in all workplaces. Why would she use those terms? Look, I don't like Pelosi, but she knows what she's doing. She's a smart woman. She has been in politics for a long time. We can make fun of her all you want. Okay? I mean, you can make fun of her till the cows come home, as they say. And here's the deal. The bottom line with this is she uses words wisely. She knows how to lay this stuff out. Now, maybe when she's speaking at the podium, it's a different story. But she don't think that she sat down and scribbled this out, or a team of her. I'm sure that somebody scribbled it out. She looked at it and said, they're going to catch us in a lie, change this, change that, go down this road. Listen to the words. They wordsmith stuff. Nancy Pelosi, her mouth, quote, has acknowledged errors in judgment that made her continued service as a member untenable. Close quote. She made errors in judgment. Doesn't say she did nothing wrong and should fight this through. It doesn't say she didn't do anything wrong because the smears are so bad, I've asked her to step down and step away. And then she went on to say in another part of the quote, we must ensure a climate of integrity and dignity in Congress and in all workplaces. So is she saying that maybe there wasn't a climate of integrity and dignity in Hill's office and in her campaign workplace? I'm just guessing here. All right? I mean, I don't know for sure. I'm not saying that's exactly what went down. But you see what I mean, though, right? I mean, come on, work with me. You see what I'm talking about? There had to be something going on in there for her to come up with those lines. I'm sorry. To me, there's no way around it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, big time. You know, somebody sent me a piece I thought was kind of funny. I'm going to read it. Not mine. Okay? But it is kind of cool. You saw the Washington Post headline that Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the extremist leader of the Islamic State, died at 48. Right? No, nothing about what his tie to ISIS was and how many deaths he had ordered, how many people he himself had tortured, killed, what have you. Right? Can you imagine if they were around in the days of the, Second World War? Right? You imagine how they would have reported on the German war, considering what they're like today. Newsflash. Heinrich Himmler, passionate chicken farmer, dies unexpectedly at 44. Or how about this one? Adolf Hitler, hey, dedicated art enthusiast, animal rights activist, and talented orator, dies at 56. Jeffrey Dahmer, connoisseur of exotic and locally sourced meats, dies at 34. Darth Vader, a disabled single father of two, passes away. Come on. Look, I know some of these are gruesome. They're really not, like, funny. But if you think about something, I mean, think really hard about these things. I mean, this is exactly the lines that today's press, that's why we call them fake news. That's why we have such a hard time with them. Because they wanted to make sure that Trump got absolutely no credit for killing Baghdadi. There were so many other ways they could have done that. They could have said, Baghdadi, the leader of the religious ISIS extremist group, has been killed today. I mean, there's so many things, so many different ways they could have done that. But they didn't want him to get any credit for what went down. They could have said, hey, at the might of our military, at the great execution of our military, they have killed the ISIS leader known as al-Baghdadi. But no. They said that the religious scholar died at 48. Sick. Sonny Schmidt joins me after the break. I'm going to throw up. Sonny Schmidt joins me after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Come on, let's try to give you that beat feeling, right? Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. Stay involved in the conversation. Make sure that you're engaged, right? That you're paying attention, that you're part of the solution. I know, you're tired of hearing this. I say it all the time because you don't listen. That's why I say it all the time. Like my grandmother would say, you're not listening to me. And truly, don't just spew the party line. It is so irritating when I see some of you guys on Facebook and other places, and all you're doing is spewing the party line. Just crazy. Anyhow, let me bring somebody on that doesn't spew the party line. Matter of fact, I've known her for years now. Not like years and years and years, but years now. And always enjoy being with her. Always enjoy having her on the show. And I enjoy being on her show. Sonya Schmidt joins me, as she does from time to time when I can pull her away from her busy schedule to be on with me. How you doing, Sonya?
I'm doing well, but I can't see you when I'm... Oh, wait, maybe I can.
Hey, You're gone.
No,
don't
I'm gone.
Do
okay,
that.
I'm back. Now am I back?
Yeah, you're back now.
You know
Listen,
what?
There's a saying in the electronic world. Touch nothing. If it's not broken, don't fix it.
This is too much technology for me. I'm old. I'm an old person. I can't do this. So I'm trying to actually record you at the same time so I can use it as my show. Do you think that the only reason I'm coming on your show is for you? No.
Yeah, well, hey, it's always about me. Haven't you figured
So I'm trying to record this, but all I see is a black screen.
Yeah, I'll send you the recording. How's that?
Okay.
We may have to do it. I
will
send
beautiful.
You high-quality, cheap recording, no problem.
I love it. Can you hear me okay? Because I got a new microphone that was donated
look at
to
that.
Me.
You're so professional-y.
I'm so professional.
I like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. And you got that. They got the a nice mic stand, too. My God.
Mm-hmm.
So
look at
business
me.
Here.
Amazon. I got it from Amazon. And my ex-husband is building
Amazon.
Me some sound panels.
I like your flag.
You really like my flag? Well, I have to
Hey, flag. What? I like your flag.
What?
Your flag. F-L-A-G. Your flag.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, is my flag. Because I had to get it because I thought that if I just put up Sonya Schmidt, everybody's going like, what the heck is this show about? So I needed to put up an American flag so you know what my perspective is and what, you know, what I talk about. And what I talk about is pro-American, pro You know, everything that, yeah, I'm a Trump girl. Oh, gosh. Ooh. And I never thought I would say that because I wasn't a fan in the beginning, but I couldn't be more happy with our president.
Where's the hat? I want to see the hat. Where's that coming about?
I don't have one because it messes up the do, and I really like big hair. So, you know, I can't do that.
Oh, God.
And I live in California like you, and I'm not willing at this age to get my butt kicked.
You know what? I've got to the point now, I just don't care anymore. You know what I'm saying? You get to the point, it's like, no matter what I do, they hate me anyhow. It doesn't
That's
really make
so
much of a
true.
Difference.
That's so true.
Isn't it?
But I go back to the big hair thing, and it's priorities. I was teaching my 7-year-old grandson today about priorities,
yes.
And I think big hair is a bigger priority.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. No hair would be fine by me. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I love these guys. I don't know. In my day, if you were bald, it was really bad. But it seemed like every time I turn around today, right, they're bald all over the place. What the heck is that all
it's
about?
It's cool. It's so
what do you mean
cool.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
what planet?
Cool for a guy, not for a girl.
No, girl being bald would not be good. Okay. You got me
not at all, not at all. But being a Trump supporter, you're right. Being a Trump supporter is very cool. I could wear a MAGA hat, or I can go online, which is what I do, and I do my show, and I'm pro-Trump, and I'm pro-America, and I do my thing there.
All right, so let's do this so we can start talking about other stuff. Let's talk about your show. Okay, no, I get your hair later. I can take care of that. Tell people when you're on, what your show is about, and why they should tune in.
I don't know any of this. Okay, so no. I left Facebook.
Oh, no!
Well, it's something that I talked to you about yesterday. You said that your show was canceled on Facebook.
Yes,
was
I got canceled.
Is that it's crazy.
It is.
They're like the fat ex-girlfriend who's I can't use her language. She's upset because her ex-boyfriend went on to see somebody who's more pleasant, and it's like. I left Facebook. Before I even got started on Facebook, I started to notice a lot of things that were wrong. For example, this week I had over 5,000 engagements, hundreds over 5,000, 6,000 reaches, hundreds of engagements. And you know how many views I got?
Three.
Zero. Zero. How does that even happen? And I'm thinking that I'm so far under the radar that nobody would even care. Facebook wouldn't even care what I'm doing. I just got started 3 months ago, sitting on my couch, holding up my phone, interviewing friends, and I never thought that they would give a hoot. But sure enough, I'm being what's called shadow banned. And if America, if you all in America, I sound like Bernie Mac right now, America, if America is not concerned about what is going on with Facebook and social media about shutting us out, you need to be, and you all need to stop promoting. You need to stop endorsing and helping people like Facebook and Twitter and all these people that are shutting us out.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can't, we conservatives, I can't get them to move. Look, you and I both belong to Rage Broadcasting, right? Now, I know that you're live up there on a regular basis, and that's cool. But to get people to move, and again, I'm not, you know, if my people listen, I'm not beating you up just to beat you up. It's a true story. We both know a guy that started a company called Spreely, which is very much similar to Facebook. And what I love is when I see people... But I see people put posts up there with a Facebook link. Aren't we trying to get away from Facebook? I mean, come on, people. Wake up.
But you know what? It's the same sort of abusive mentality that people tend to have. I'm going to go into my psychology world here.
Okay. Should I lay down?
Yes, get on the couch. I think that we're so used to it, and it's so easy, and it's free, and we've been doing it for several years. We don't know how to switch off from it. But we have to switch off from it because they're doing us harm. And they're not helping us. And 2020 is coming up, people. They're going to try to sway the election. And
Keep going. Finish the thought.
I hate that when I come on your show, you shut me off. What is that?
Hey, it's not me. But just think of how much control I have over a woman.
Oh, my
senior
God.
Yeah. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with Sonia Schmidt after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who serves with the National Security Council, tells the committees involved in the impeachment inquiry he twice raised concerns over the push by the president to have Ukraine investigate Democrats and Joe Biden. Some Republicans have been critical of Vindman's patriotism. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't one of them.
I'm not going to question the patriotism of any of the people who are coming forward.
Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono.
Those people who are questioning his patriotism are the ones whose patriotism truly should be questioned.
President Trump spoke about him on Twitter, saying,
Was he on the same call that I was? Can't be possible. Please ask him to read the transcript of the call. Witch hunt. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 19 points, the Nasdaq down 49. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
A couple of nitwits.
Better be quiet. Be nice.
Okay. All right. I will.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, if you head over to the website, you can check out stations and times. And if your station doesn't carry the show, if you're having to hold it in that semi-smartphone in your hand, right? I mean, seriously, call the station. Say, what's wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying the show? Do people care at all? Anyway, always a pleasure. Let me go to the phones because I have Abigail on the phone. Abigail, you with us?
Back to the show. Yes.
Abigail? Oh, good. Sonia is on, and you want to ask Sonia a question, right?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead. She's listening.
Yes, Sonia, my God, I've been a big fan of yours for a long, long time. I live actually in Santa Clarita, but I'd like to understand what your opinion is on the impeachment process, why it's going on behind closed doors, all the secrecy, and just what's going to happen and the outcome.
That question is so packed with so many answers. Why it's going on? It's because they hate Trump, and they're sore losers, and they're evil, and I'm going to say the word, evil people. So that sort of encapsulates your question about why it's going on the way it is. Because if they really thought that he was doing something that is so wrong that it requires an impeachment hearing, they would do it out in the open. I mean, think of it. When you're ready to do something that you think is so wrong, you're not trying to hide it. You're not doing it behind closed doors. But that's the way they do it. And they do it that way because they have nothing to stand on. They're doing it because they hate this president. Because they lost the election, because they're sore losers, and there are a bunch of... Here's a guy who never did this job at all. And let me tell you something, I can relate to that, because when I came into Hollywood as a welfare mom. I never thought about this business. All I knew is that I had to raise these two children that I had from living a liberal lifestyle. I had to take care of them by myself, so I had to get with the program. So I stayed up late at night, and I figured out how to write for television, and out of that I became a writer and a producer, and now I've trained my children to do even better than I was. So here's the thing with Trump, is that not only are their hands embroiled in a bunch of things that are not above board. Let's just politely say above board. But he's exposing this crap, and he's shining a light on the fact that many of these people who have been in this career for over 30 years, in many cases, and Joe Biden as well as others, they've been doing this and they ain't been doing it right, and they haven't been doing it. They haven't been doing it with our best interests at heart. So here comes a man, never had this experience, and now he cares about us. He cares about our voices that have never been heard, and he's doing it better than they could ever think of doing it. And they are pissed. I know what that's like. I remember what it was like to go from an apprentice writer to a writer who goes, okay, I got this. I can do it on my own. And they all hated me for that in Hollywood. It's just the way liberals roll. So I don't know if that answers your question, but I'm just telling you, liberals, they ain't happy people. They're really trying to hurt.
Thank you. It does.
They want to hurt whoever comes in their path of destruction, evil, whatever. They're not happy people, and we can't be polite about this anymore. And I think that comedy is a huge way of stopping them. Making fun of them the way they've done it to us. So okay, my thing is Ms. Comedy.
So, Sonia, hold that talk. I want you to get that pizza. Abigail, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you calling the show.
Thank you,
Abigail.
Thank you.
All right, so that's part of what we're going to get into. You and I had talked about earlier. That's part of what we're going to get into because, for real and sincere, look at what's happening on college campuses. Look what's happening all over the place. You got Steve Harvey and a lot of these old-time comics that are coming up and going, what is wrong with you people? And you don't get much far left as those guys are. And they're out going to their own people and say, what is wrong with you people? This is funny stuff.
They're eating their own, and I love it. But it's something, and it's comedy, but it's something serious we need to talk about on our side.
Well, I'm waiting. Go for it. I mean, seriously, you started off, you were in Hollywood. I remember the early days of you doing my show and filling in for me from time to time. You look a little like Groucho Marx back then because we couldn't. Seriously, with people, you don't understand it. There were times she had another lady with her, and I don't know if she's still in Hollywood doing stuff, but they had to kind of be quiet and laid back. They couldn't really let it get out there. That this is what their mindset.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I didn't even think of that. I wrote a show called Ladies of the Right, and I found a wonderful woman, and I won't even mention her name because I think that she's afraid right now, but she was an incredible character actor, and we did a show where I portrayed Al Sharpton, Michelle Obama, just several other, and she did Harry Reid.
That's right, I remember
Michelle
that.
Bachman. It was great. It was so much fun. And what we thought, this is what we thought we could do, is be an opener or some sort of way that we can help Republican politicians to have like a, what do you call that, like a warm-up act, something that was fun. It was a warm-up act. It would get things going so they could do their campaign thing. They loved the show. They were so afraid of the show that we were never able to do it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. I remember a woman in the audience, she came to me after the show, and she says in the first like 30 seconds or so, she was having such a good time, but she was afraid to laugh. This is where the left has gotten us. This woman was afraid to laugh, and then she realized that she was around like-minded people and it was okay. Then she could relax and enjoy the show. I played Sheila Jackson Lee. I played Maxine Waters. It was a delightful show. It was so much fun.
Yes, it was. But it was a lot of fun.
We did not know how to respond to it because the left has trained us that not only are we not supposed to have fun, but we're not supposed to make fun at their expense.
Well, they can't take it. I mean, there's no funny bone left for these people. They're done for all intents and purposes when it comes to that kind of stuff. It's amazing to me.
They're not fun people.
No, they're not. But, you know, you go on. We were talking about this. We've talked about this before. But, you know, you think about what's going on out there in comedy. And even the comedy greats, whether you like them or not, you know, they've had to go out. And some of them, I think at the first they were trying to figure out where to find a place in this new politically correct universe. And I think some of them, just, what was it, Chappelle? He just said, screw it. You don't like it, go somewhere else. And he doesn't care.
Well, here's the thing about Chappelle. His show was brilliant. And if anybody watched the old Chappelle show, you would see a smattering of, this is really interesting what he's doing. The man is a genius, in my opinion. I've always been a fan of comedy. At 15, I was hanging out at the Comedy Store on Sunset Boulevard. They knew I was underage, so they wouldn't let me in, but I would stand on the outside, and I'd watch greats like Richard Pryor, Freddie Prinze, I mean, people like that. So I've always been a fan of comedy. So now I'm watching Dave Chappelle. And I'm thinking, he's got a real smattering of left and right. But what it just seems to me is that it's just honest, which is what you're not supposed to do in today's climate. So his last special, which is something that, and I'll talk about this later, but it's something that I highlight on my last show on the range. But Dave Chappelle does some really politically incorrect humor that targets the LGBTQRSTVUWXYZ community. He talks about gun control. He just hits it all. It's so politically incorrect, and I'm watching this thing. Now, let me give you a backdrop. I asked my sister the day before, who's a raging liberal. I said, did you watch this? And she goes, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and they have some stuff in
it. Yeah, I wonder what that means.
Yeah. So when she, yeah. So it made me really want to watch it. Sure enough, I watched this thing and I go, oh my God. And Dave Chappelle's always crossed that line for me. Well, I thought it was enough to I posted it on my Facebook page that Dave Chappelle, in this last comedy special called Sticks and Stones, you can find it on Netflix, dangerously close to sounding like a real American.
I like how you did that dangerously thing for the danger zone. That was really cool how you pulled that up.
I
was never thought of that.
Did
you ever think about doing a show yourself? We'll talk about that more when you're on the break.
No.
So we'll see your host more with Sonya Schmidt. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Okay, ladies, sit down. Not dance time. I know you're all got that dreamy eye thing going on, swaying back and forth. With the Bic lighter, or is that a different kind of music? I don't know. Joe Messina, your host, Tristan Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you spend it with me on the air, in the chat room, texting. I'm sorry. When you have a mind like mine and a mind like Sonia Schmidt's, you're sitting there talking through things, and the next thing you know, some of the dumbest ideas come through your head, and you wonder if you can actually... if you can actually use it. So let me bring her on. Sonia Schmidt joins me as she does from time to time. I'm going to have to wake her up earlier and get her out more. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. It's past my bedtime. It's 8:49.
I want you to know that she told me, I go to bed at 8:20. I go, well, not tonight, honey. It ain't happening. You know what I'm saying? So anyhow. So let me ask you, as a educated black woman, this comedian, Terrence... what's his name? Williams or something like that?
Williams, yeah. Yeah.
You know, him chomping on chicken and eating watermelon and sucking on a straw of lemonade. I mean, aren't you offended by this kind of humor? Shouldn't you be outraged?
Initially, yes. However, I get what he's doing, and I have to tell you, I teach writing, and I come from a background of writing and production, and I try to help people really look into what people are doing and why it works. And even though initially I wasn't a fan of what he's doing, I see what he does that resonates with people and that it works. What Terrence does is and y'all go and, why am I promoting his show and not mine? But anyway, you go on his show and he's watching what you're watching. and he's responding how you would want to respond or how you would want to hear somebody on your side respond. And that's his beauty. So I dig him now. He's like upped his production. The chicken thing, I have an issue with that because I would really love to eat fried chicken in front of people and watermelon, but I just can't do it. But the fact that he does says that he's a lot braver than I am. But he's a comedian, first of all, and I didn't know this about him. He's a comedian first, and then he took that into using it towards political commentary. And that's the beauty of what he does. I wish more of us would do that.
So one of the most politically incorrect movies of all time, I think, is Blazing Saddles.
Oh, my God.
See? I know exactly where your head went. Can you imagine today? Take a listen. Oh, of course. Of course.
Of course it's not.
Hold on a second. You know, I got to hurt somebody.
I know the scene you're going to play, but go ahead and go for it.
Well, you know.
You and your fancy-dancy technology there.
You know it's not going to work, right?
Of course not.
Because that would be too easy.
Got to go on eCam.
Now, you know what? Forget about it. I mean, it would have been great.
Forget about it.
It would have been great. But it's that scene where, boys, and he grabs the black sheriff and he pulls over and he goes, "Where the white women at?" Right?
Where the white women at?
Now, if you think about that whole scene and the ridiculousness that they were trying to show society, these stupid stereotypes and things, you couldn't do that today. Because it's hurtful.
You know what? It's so sad that we call it, it's just funny. When we're allowed to let our hair down and laugh, which is what the left has totally removed from us, it's just funny. So we're not allowed to do that anymore. And it's so sad because, I mean, when you look at earlier, and I took down a ton of notes when you were talking.
Uh-oh.
About, let's just say.
I'm a Democrat. I didn't say it. I don't care what you wrote down.
I was a writer on a show called In Living Color that was late 90s. I forget when that was. But I know. I'm not that old. But seriously, we were allowed to make fun of everything. Can you imagine what a Katie Hill sketch would be like? Oh, my gosh. She is, you said that she was an empty suit. I say she's an empty thong. What could you do with a sketch about Katie Hill right now?
Nothing.
I'm telling you, as a comedy writer, this is open. This is amazing what we could do with the Democrat Party right now. But we're so scared. We're trying to make sense of this whole thing. We're trying to talk about what is wrong with it. I'm saying we don't talk about what's wrong with it. We show what's wrong with it in a comedic way. I mean, here is a naked Nazi pubic tattoo wearing, hair brushing, throuple. What is a throuple? What is a throuple?
I thought it was some kind of mushroom.
Exactly. She's crooked. She's lazy. She's a nasty. Come on, you can't look at them pictures and get sexed up about this. This woman is a nasty woman, as Trump says. We could have so much fun with this.
They called themselves nasty women, didn't they, at one time? I don't know if they've changed all that, but.
Well, I don't know. Trump called them that, and then they thought that, well, we'll combat this by, it's almost like the N-word, we'll combat this by owning this phrase. Well, you can't, you know what, it does nothing. We could make such fun of them. I mean, when you think of TV shows in the past that used right-wing characters, and one of the things that comes to mind is All in the Family.
I love that show.
Didn't start off as Alex Keaton being the major character.
Yep.
But it turned out to be him. Because why? Because he's more interesting. Well, we don't do that. We just like, we don't want to cry and fight. And why aren't they taking us more seriously? Well, you know what? They don't. We need to take them as the joke that they are and find us the most lovable. To be honest, I know that Norman Lear is a huge lefty. But what character stood out to you in that show, first and foremost?
Alex B. Keating.
Well, that's an All in the Family. But
no, that's...
I'm sorry. That was my mistake. Family Ties.
Right. But All in the Family, God...
I screwed up totally.
That's all right. No. But All in the Family, my God, that crew was great. You know, Archie with the old...
Archie.
50 stereotypes, right?
I loved Archie.
Yep.
You related to Archie. You did not relate to Meathead. You did not relate to the girl who was a feminist, who was like all over the place. And he couldn't. The Meathead couldn't even earn enough living to support his wife and live on his own. He had to live under who?
The
right wing. Archie. And who was funny? Archie. So, you know what? Our characters have a lot. We could do so much with our characters. I'm sorry I screwed up with that whole thing. But, yes, All in the Family, it was Alex V. Keaton and the other show, it was Archie. We loved him.
But we've gotten away from you and I. I know we agree on this. You know, when it comes to sarcasm, I think sarcasm is a great way of getting a point across. And you know, when you look at again, All the Family and some of those shows back then, you know, on Sunday nights I watch one of my. All right, I'm going to give away a secret here. One of my favorite shows when I'm working on stuff for the week is Columbo. Okay, so I watch Columbo. I get a kick out of that. But right afterward, you know what comes on? The Jeffersons. Okay. See? I get the smile on your face.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Right?
And
it was,
I mean, seriously,
right?
Can you imagine using the word honky on TV? Oh, did I do that?
You did. You're in trouble. You're in such trouble. You thought you were kicked out of the face.
Yeah, I know, right?
but here's the thing, he was a capitalist. He was a business owner. He was able to get out of that small, nasty little neighborhood wherever they were living with the bunkers. Why? Because he created his own business, and then he was able to move forward.
Yep.
He was struggling with being in that past and the future, and that's an interesting walk to watch, especially with black people, because we do. We have an opportunity in America to leave and think, you know, Trump has shown us this in more ways than many, but we're able to leave that lifestyle. We're able to move on up, as the song says. But it shows what we have to go through emotionally to leave that background and then move on to the next section. And I think that's where Black America is, thank goodness, to Trump.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think we're so afraid of these things. Things are so bad. And we have to, I don't get it. I'm sorry, but I'll never get it. Anyway, listen,
well, you're not
tell
supposed
people,
to. That's why I'm here.
I needed a translator. Tell people they can find you. We're out of time.
Oh, please chime in. I've done a show about this very same topic on Range Broadcasting /Sonia/. All you got to do is go there, and you'll see my latest show about this very same topic.
Always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe, write it down for tomorrow, because I really do want you to call in. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't be stupid, because I want you back here tomorrow.